The sun will come up this morning. It hasn't yet, but it's gonna. The Colts, they lost their fifth in their last six. They are dead in the water in the playoffs. Matt Ryan is washed. This is a team going no place. I hate to say it, but it's not Optimism Wednesday. So we tell the truth today. On Optimism Wednesday, we tell the truth, but it's a different kind of truth. Only the positive truths on Optimism Wednesday. We got the good, the bad, and the ugly of last night's loss on Monday Night Football to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to talk about all of it. The turnovers, Matt Ryan's arm, Jonathan Taylor, and the fumble that Jeff Saturday hadn't seen. But we're going to talk about the good, too. And it was good last night. The Colts had a chance to win that game. They came back from the dead. And I mean dead. The first half was awful. Came back, took the lead, 17-16. That ain't nothing. Zaire Franklin challenged his team. We found that out from Jeff Saturday in the post-game media availability. We're also going to talk about the Pacers. How about the Pacers last night and Andrew Nembhard? How about Benedict Mathurin in his first face-off with LeBron James? Yes, quite a game for the Pacers last night. And tomorrow night, a huge night of basketball. Everybody plays. Butler, Purdue, Indiana, in that order. Pacers, unbelievable. Going to be able to watch basketball from 6:30 at night until about 12:30 in the morning. And that is a reason to celebrate. And this is Breakfast with Ken. Hey, I'm bleeding a little bit. Cuticle exploded. What are you going to do? It's Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. I didn't want you to think that I was oblivious to it. I know you saw it. I saw it. 2022, November 29th. At any rate, we're brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Go to BUSR.com/Kent. Your initial deposit is going to be matched to 150% in free play up to 2,500. How about that action? All right, subscribe. If you want one of the great prizes that we're going to give away over the next 3 weeks, you've got to be a subscriber. Like this video. Ring the bell if you want an alert every time we go live. A lot of people do that. It's very nice. And donate if you like. Got a lot of donations last night after a loss. Usually it's after a win. People are feeling happy. They say ding and donate. Last night with a loss, a lot of people donated. All right, let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Indianapolis Colts last night. Good. How about Dallas Flowers? Where'd he come from? All of a sudden, this cat, who's 33 back there? Well, it's Dallas Flowers. Takes the ball 8 yards deep. Toby, thank you very much. 2023 draft. Not time to talk about the 23 draft yet. Plenty of time for that. We don't know where the Colts are going to draft. But Flowers takes it 8 yards deep. Then 89 yards, 2 inside the red zone, an area foreign to these Colts last night in the first half. And then they punch it in. They get on the board. Dallas Flowers had been challenged. This also good. Zaire Franklin last night at halftime. You know, at halftime, I was thinking, what do you do if you're Jeff Saturday? Do you light them up at halftime, dump over tables like James Caan in the program? What do you do? And I thought, you need a player. You need one of the seven guys with a C on his chest, one of the seven captains, to raise all kinds of hell and demand more out of his team. Because this is not an X's and O's deal. This is a Jimmy's and Joe's deal. And this is a matter of want to. And the Colts, in the first half, didn't. So somebody needed to challenge him. It was Zaire Franklin. He came out at halftime and demanded that his teammates give more. And they did for a short period of time. And that's a good thing. Jonathan Taylor, 20 carries, 86 yards. The fumble. That's not the good. We'll get to that. All right. This is the good. Don't hold. This isn't like, it's not all good. We're going to talk about Jelani Woods. Yes, Jelani Woods had a drop. That's not good. But you know what? Jelani Woods, 8 catches, 98 yards when he came into the game with only 7 catches in his entire career, which is just this year long. That, really, really good. Matt Ryan's third quarter was awesome. How in the world did this guy play the other three quarters like a guy who needed a walker before the game and somebody to guide him onto the field so he could play. 11 of 13 for 106, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Like, that's a hell of a quarter. The first two, we'll get to those. This is only the good. We're sticking to the good right now. So the other stuff, we're going to get to. Troy Aikman, I thought was excellent last night. Troy Aikman can kind of be a little bit too positive for me. And I like analysis that kind of tells you stuff. And I thought that Troy Aikman did. And when he said that the Colts pass attack was, and it was almost as an aside to Joe Buck, I thought, this passing attack's pretty dreadful. You know, it was like listening to a fan, a really well-informed fan, a great fan, tell you a little bit of something about the game because the Colts passing attack is terrible. How about Braden Smith last night? T.J. Watt, no sacks. Three tackles, two solo tackles. He was really irrelevant in this game. Still, the Colts lost. That is bad again. I keep off-ramping toward bad as we're recapping the good. Yannick Ngakoue, two sacks. That was nice. Good work. Because of his work, the interception that Matt Ryan threw early in the game didn't hurt. You know, it was okay. It's like, well, all right, you know, we screwed up, but we didn't have to pay for it. That's a nice thing, although that's negative again, and I, again, off-ramp toward the negative. All right, bad. Now, let's see if during the bad, I off-ramp toward the good. I don't believe that's going to happen. I think I'm going to remain disciplined, and I'm going to give you the bad unblemished by good. Bobby Okereke, he was a step slow all night. I don't know if he's got a virus, what he's got going on, but he was a step slow. And when you allow the running attack of the Pittsburgh Steelers to gain gravity and run downhill, you got a real problem. This was not good. Snell, who the hell is Snell? Right? Like, this is a running offense that has not been good all season long. They've averaged like 3.7 yards per carry. That's terrible. Last night, not so much. Snell, whoever the hell he is, was really good in large part because of Okereke and to a lesser extent, Franklin. The ref not calling roughing the kicker on that Matt Hawk punt, I thought it was terrible. When did they start allowing like punt rush guys to dive at the feet of a punter and not call it roughing? I don't know when that started, but I'm against it. Matt Ryan last night, his first half. This is first half. We went over the third quarter where he was 11 of 13 for more than 100, two touches, and no picks. Hey, I off-ramped to the positive. Good for me. Matt Ryan, 5 of 13 for 36 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. 13 pass attempts for 36 yards. That's less than 3 yards per attempt. I could do that. You could do that. Julie could do that. Everybody could do that. Like, you can't not do that. It's impossible. The field goal blocked at the end of the first half. Look, if you want to make a 60-yarder, 59-yarder, whatever, you got to hit it a little bit lower. The trajectory is going to put itself in the line of fire for hands being raised. Who wants to block this kick? I do. And it hit the guy right in the hand. What are you going to do? Time of possession. Colts had the ball for 8 minutes in the first half. They play 30. That means that the Steelers had the ball three times as long as the Colts. That isn't good. Johnny Woods' drop, he made up for it, but he had that drop, and you can't have drops like that. The fumble on the Steelers won. Matt Ryan and Jonathan Taylor with the exchange problem. How the hell does that happen at the NFL level? Jeff Saturday in the post-game media thing said he'd never seen it. You know, Matt Ryan couldn't recover it. The ball's just laying here. Go get the damn football. The ugly, Matt Ryan's arm, it's washed. He can't throw deep. He threw that one 28-yard ball to Michael Pittman Jr., and that was pretty good. But that should be like the rule, not the exception. That, other than the dirigible that he threw to Alec Pierce early in the season, remember that thing? Alec Pierce had to come back for it. Other than that, it was the longest ball I've seen him throw. You've got to be able to stretch defenses, and Matt Ryan can't do it. Flowers, now Flowers was good with that kickoff return, but not fair catching the punt at the 21 late, having it bounce to the 7. That's given away 14 yards. You can't have it. Every win this year, you know what, we'll talk about, oh, it's bad luck. You know, another single possession loss for the Colts. Hey, every win they've had this year has been a single possession win. And they are 2 points away from, because one game they won in overtime, so it's one more point for the Broncos, one more point for the Texans, and all of a sudden, instead of the Colts being 4-7-1, they're 2-10, right? Or am I getting that math wrong? 2-9, whatever they are. No, 3-9. 3-9, just by flipping a couple of points. Ugh. And the other win against the Chiefs was 3 points. That's 2 wins and a tie that easily become losses by flipping the script in a couple of games. So let's not get too ahead of ourselves saying, well, it's just a bunch of bad breaks and injuries. No, it hasn't been. The standings are ugly. Colts are 3 games back of the Titans in the AFC South, and they're virtually 3 games back of the wild card. You can't have it. They're in a virtual tie with the Jaguars. Jaguars are 4-7. The Colts 4-7-1. Colts tied for 5th in the lowest number of wins with 4. I guess that's good news with a couple of tough games coming up at the Cowboys, at the Vikings. You lose those 2 games, you got a pretty damn good chance to put yourself in line to draft in the top 5. Going to get basically whoever the hell you want. 29th in points scored, despite not having a bye week yet. Like, they're going to throw a goose egg up in 2 weeks, right? Because they don't play. These other teams, almost the entire NFL has had their bye week, and the Colts are still tied for 29th in points scored. Yikes. This is not good. This is worse than anybody thought. People going into the season, smart NFL people, really thought that the Colts had a chance to win the AFC South. Now, they got a chance to come in last in the AFC South, unless some things turn around. How about we enjoy a delicious sip of Julie's smoothie? Very, very delicious. Oh, my goodness. That's what gives you bounce in the morning. That's what gives you pep. Kent, how do you have this kind of energy so early in the morning when you went to bed so damn late? Well, it's Julie's smoothie. It's just that easy. Pacers beat the Lakers last night. Andrew Nembhard hit a buzzer beater last night to break the hearts of the Los Angeles Lakers. Benedict Mathurin got mouthy in the preseason and talked about LeBron James. Well, last night in their first matchup, both had 22 field goal attempts, which isn't great for Mathurin, but he outscored LeBron 23-21. And that's significant. Halliburton last night, 24 points, 14 rebounds. Turner, 15 points, 13 rebounds. Oh, I'm sorry, Halliburton, 14 assists. Turner, 15 points, 13 rebounds. Just fantastic. Pacers are 12-8. They take on the Kings tomorrow night. Can't wait. Also, can't wait for Indiana, North Carolina tomorrow night. North Carolina plummeted in the rankings. They went from tops to like 15th. Indiana climbs to 10th. Purdue goes from 24th to 5th, winning out in Oregon in the Phil Knight Invitational. Purdue rolling a little bit. Butler plays tomorrow night against Kansas State. That game 6:30 on Fox Sports 1. Purdue at 7:15. They play in the Big Ten ACC Challenge at 7:15 on ESPN2, and Indiana, like I said, on ESPN at 9:15 tomorrow night against North Carolina. And you know what? It's too early to talk about the draft. I'd love to talk about the draft. We're going to talk about the draft, but the draft is 5 months from now. 5. We're almost closer to the previous draft than we are the next one. Can't talk about the draft yet. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Great Carly Stevens Ivy celebrating birthday. Happy birthday to Carly. Scott Brown, happy birthday. Mike Spielbeeler, happy birthday. The great Carl Haas James, celebrating a birthday. Real estate magnate to the stars up in North Suburban Chicago. B.E. May, one of the finest Indiana basketball fans there are. Michael Somm, happy birthday. And the great Bruce McCormick, celebrating a birthday. Radio sales, just a star in the sky, a bright star in the sky of radio sales. Yesterday it was announced that I'm going to do mornings on WGCL in Bloomington starting January 9th, and I can't wait. You know what, WGCL, when I was a student at IU, I applied for a job as a reporter, a radio reporter at WGCL, and they passed on me. Well, now who's got the last laugh? It took quite a bit of time, but who's going to be doing mornings on WGCL starting January 9th and doesn't have a hint of bitterness about anything that's happened in the past? This guy. We'll talk to you later today. Inside, the people at Sark's Tarzian have been fantastic and really looking forward to working with them. Just a terrific company. They do local right, and radio is a local medium. And if you don't do it as a local medium, you got no chance to succeed at it. And so I'm thrilled to be a part of that family. And so many emails from people there welcoming me. Very, very nice. We'll talk to you later today. Inside Indiana Sports Now. Going to talk about the Colts. Going to talk about the Pacers on fire. Indiana, Purdue, Butler, lots going on. And you know what? Still, 5 games left for the Colts. That's a long stretch of road for a team with absolutely no mathematical chance whatsoever to go to the playoffs. We'll talk to you a little bit later today. Can't wait.